Oh, absolutely. Use whatever version of notes you want to. Speak up loudly so everybody can hear you. We'll have a little bit of traffic in the background.
Okay. Is that speaker thing on right now?
It's on, you're good.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Alright. The 101st Airborne Division mission was to secure the four exits of the marshland nearby the coast for the 4th Infantry Division at the Utah Beach. These causeways needed to be secured fully because of the sides of the exits. It was flooded very, very deep. The Germans built these causeways because as the paratroops landed, the Germans hoped that the soldiers would land into the deep water. They specifically did this tactic because of the one, not for one, not everyone knew how to swim, and two, it would have been impossible to exit since they had around 900 pounds or so of utility on their backs, weighing them down until they drowned. Plus, with these decently sized bodies of water, it made it difficult to cross. They were also instructed to destroy two bridges over the Douve, and to capture the La Barquette lock. The lock controlled the water height, and in their sight and power, it would make us capable to make the landing area less of a safety hazard. Units found themselves scattered amongst the Cotentin Peninsula. Because of this result, fellow soldiers spent hours after hours, days after days, to know the whereabouts and to find others in the same battalion or even regiment. Commanders that landed as well in the drop were forced to gather any surviving soldiers they could find on their way to their next task. Just think how impossible it was to regroup your team in the pitch of dark, since the invasion was intentionally at night to be more secretive of the attack. When in the drop, most people misplaced or lost their crucial belongings in between the land and water. The tasks needed of the Americans of the airborne units were not accomplished by the intended time of the invasion. Another contribution to this is losing the soldiers as they landed in various areas. The Germans had no clue where the Americans were thinking it'd be somewhere specific. Also, they couldn't figure out their master plan either, if there even was one. Plus, not helping the lack of their communication from the telephone lines being damaged. In this invasion, the Americans took a new path to be creative, on-spot tactics to approach a more sneaky encounter.
Thank you. Good job. This is known as an ambush. come out here at 8 o'clock in the morning and teach the class. Okay.